this week, the Houston Texans, and they've had a lot of issues in their 8 consecutive games in which they've lost. Gary Kubiak has had some health issues, and they've had some quarterback questions. Kubiak has said it's going to be a week-to-week thing, but this week he said that it's going to be the young player, Case Keenum, the quarterback. But one thing is for certain when you talk about the Houston Texans. It all starts with the running game. Arian Foster is on injured reserve, though. He had back surgery. So they now have it running back, Ben Tate. And Ben Tate is a fantastic player. Let's take a look at him because he is a very good back. And really, the strength of the Houston Texans is this side of their line. Dwayne Brown at left tackle, the center. Also, Chris Myers in the guard, Wade Smith. That's the strength of their offense, is that left side. And Ben Tate running behind him. Now, Ben Tate's been nursing a little bit of a rib issue, but he's still running hard. He was able to finish the game here against the Oakland Raiders. Now, with a young quarterback in Case Keenum, you get typically what you would see with a young quarterback. Young quarterback mistakes, and he gets under pressure here. And when he gets under pressure, he tries to force a ball to his tight end down the field running a crossing route. But the option should have been underneath to his running back, Ben Tate. And because he did not have the patience or the smart decisions or the awareness or the experience, whatever you want to call it, of a veteran quarterback, it's a mistake, and it cost the Texans because the Oakland Raiders were able to take this one for a touchdown. Now, Keenum is also capable of big-time plays. And this is the type of play that I think most defensive coordinators get worried about the most. You would think at this point, okay, young quarterback, just throw it away, right? Don't take the sack. There's nothing to do. Watch what he does. Once he gets away from the tackler, he plants his foot at the boundary, and there's really no option, but he has a tight end up here, and the Texans love throwing to their tight ends. And the tight end here, Garrett Graham, throws the ball deep to him, just heaves it down the field, and the Texans end up scoring a touchdown. That's the kind of plays that he can make. Now, almost at the end of the third quarter of last week's game against the Oakland Raiders, Matt Schaub was inserted into the game, and he didn't look particularly sharp. And Andre Johnson and him had a little bit of a tiff during the game. And I was looking at some plays and thinking, okay, this might be the reason. He misses Johnson on a 3rd-and-2 slant. Easy throw, right? Overthrows him. Well, then a little bit later in the game, he's got an opportunity to hit Johnson down the field, one-on-one coverage. Single high safety. There's Johnson right here, one-on-one. Holy cow, that's an easy matchup for any quarterback to see. And he doesn't even look that way. He actually looks to the other side of the field. And what happens to Johnson, the guy that was covering him, falls down to the ground, and watch the reaction of Johnson. He's got his arms up in the air going, you're kidding me. I've got a one-on-one opportunity. My guy falls down, and you don't even look my way. A play like this might have been the reason that Gary Kubiak decided to stick with the young player. Now, defensively for the Texans, they don't have Brian Cushing, the outstanding linebacker. But they still have one guy that, in my opinion, is the best defensive player in football, J.J. Watt. Now, he doesn't have the numbers that he had last year, but he still has 8.5 sacks. And in this game, the Oakland Raider game, I always keep track of plays. I had 14 plays written down where J.J. Watt impacted plays. And let's jump right into the tape and watch J.J. Watt do his work because he's an amazing player, fun to watch, and to me, he's worth the price of admission. There he is at the defensive tackle spot, backside swim in the backfield, tackle for a loss, big-time play. But what I also love about J.J. Watt is that he hustles. He hustles on every single play. He's got a high motor, and even if he's not involved in the backfield, watch him. Tracks the ball, makes the tackle, but he also has the ability to impact passing plays because he's a great pass rusher. Here he is working against former Jaguar Tony Pachos. Look at the move that he puts on Tony and another guy, the guard. The guard can't get back to him. Sack, big-time play. Well, how do you block J.J. Watt? I found it. This is the secret of success to stopping J.J. Watt. Watch what the guard does as he comes down on J.J. Watt. He's going to fall to the ground. You see that? Take a look at that. Now watch what happens. He's holding his leg, and then he realizes, wait a minute, I just held J.J. Watt. Look at J.J. Watt standing over to him. He's got his hands up going, don't hurt me, J.J. Don't hurt me, J.J.